One of the most difficult tasks of hosting events is gathering the RSVPs because most people simply don't respond. Respondez s'il vous plaît. It's French for please respond. Beyond this common event etiquette faux pas, I'm also finding that more and more people generally just don't respond at all to acknowledge anything from an email to a meeting invite. Before you end a communication with someone, remember to respondez s'il vous plaît. Maybe we are all too busy and don't have time to respond, or maybe you are storing up all your emails to answer at a later date when you have more time, which could quite possibly be never. Whatever the excuse, this is an area of communication etiquette that needs a major revamp. In business, everyone relies heavily on email, which means there's a lot of it, and you could conceivably spend your entire day responding to people, which is not productive either. But over time, by not responding, you could lose a client, employee, job, or a major deal. The pitch challenge today: prioritize the people you respond to and commit to give those key contacts a response within 24 to 48 hours, even if it's, I have to get back to you. My priority response list is media, my team, clients, and prospective clients, in that order. I also communicate with my key contacts that if they don't hear a response from me within a timely manner, to call or text me because I may not have received their email. Even a simple, okay, got it, on it, thank you, or a thumbs up on a text message is a response and communicates back to the person that their message was received. This is validating and says you care and they are important. Not responding communicates you are too busy, overwhelmed, or not interested. This might be okay to do with a solicitor you don't know, but it's not okay to skip a simple response to the key people you're doing business with on a regular basis. And the next time you receive a formal invitation to an event, don't leave the host hanging. Respond, even if you can't come.